Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to stoic calm and kicking life's curveballs to the curb. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like a hamster on a wheel, always running but never quite getting anywhere. That's where self-reflection comes in, my friends. It's not about gazing into an existential abyss, though that can be fun sometimes. It's about taking a step back and checking in with yourself like a mental spa day for your soul. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-reflection for personal growth. Trust me, this isn't some airy-fairy concept, it's practical, powerful stuff that can actually change your life. Okay, so why is this even important? You're busy, right? Life's a whirlwind of deadlines, errands, and trying to figure out what's for dinner seriously. Who has time for meal planning? But hear me out, self-reflection isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about becoming more aware of what's already there, understanding your patterns, your triggers, your joys, and even your not-so-joyful moments. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the dashboard, right? You need to know how much fuel you have, what speed you're going, if there are any warning lights flashing. Self-reflection is like that dashboard for your mind and emotions. Here are 5 key takeaways to make self-reflection work for you. Number 1. Be intentional. This isn't just about randomly thinking about things as they pop up. Schedule it in. Even 10 minutes a day can be powerful. Find a quiet spot, maybe light a candle, put on some calming music, whatever helps you create that mental space. Make it a ritual, something you look forward to. Number 2, dig deep, get curious. Don't just skim the surface. Ask yourself those tough questions. What am I truly feeling right now? Why am I reacting this way? What are my goals? My values? This is about getting real with yourself, not sugarcoating things. Remember, self-compassion doesn't mean ignoring your flaws, it means acknowledging them with kindness and a desire to grow. Number 3, journaling is your BFF. Seriously, there's a reason why journals have been around for centuries. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly therapeutic. It helps you process emotions, identify patterns, and track your progress over time. Plus, it's like having an honest conversation with yourself on paper, no judgment, just raw and real. Number 4, listen to your body. We often ignore the messages our bodies send us, that nagging headache, the tension in your shoulders, the feeling of fatigue. These are all clues. Self-reflection isn't just about your mind, it's about connecting with your whole being. Pay attention to what your body needs: rest, movement, healthy food, and give yourself the care you deserve. And number 5, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This practice cultivates a sense of contentment and helps you focus on the positive aspects of yourself and your experiences. Okay, let's get real. Self-reflection isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it can be uncomfortable, even painful. Like that time you realized you were procrastinating on a project because you were secretly afraid of failing? Ouch. But here's the thing. Facing those uncomfortable truths is what allows for growth. Remember that friend who always seems so confident and put together? Turns out they probably have a solid self-reflection practice. They take time to understand their strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and motivations. They use it to make healthier choices, navigate relationships more effectively, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, what can you do right now to start incorporating self-reflection into your routine? Schedule 10 minutes in your calendar today. Grab a journal or open a note app on your phone. Think about one thing you're grateful for, one thing you learned this week, and one challenge you're facing. Write it down. Remember, self-reflection isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's about continuous learning, growth, and understanding. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember we're all in this together. Share your thoughts with me on social media, join the conversation, and let's keep supporting each other on our path to stoic calm and personal excellence. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.